Burrow, LSU cap Heisman season, beat Clemson 42-25 for title. By AP on January 13, 2020. New Orleans, AP, Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdown passes. Ran for another score and capped one of the greatest seasons in college football history by leading number 1 LSU to a 42-25 victory against number 3 Clemson on Monday night to win the national championship. The small-town Ohio kid-turned-Louisiana legend delivered the Tigers 15-0, their first national title since 2007 and 4th overall, breaking a few more records along the way in what was already an historic season. The 5 TD passes and 463 yards passing are the most for a BCS or college football playoff title game, as are his 6 total touchdowns. He became the first major college quarterback to throw 60 touchdown passes in a season as LSU snapped defending national champion Clemson's 29-game winning streak. For the first time in his college career, Clemson star quarterback Trevor Lawrence was on the losing team. The Tigers, 14-1, had won his first 25 starts. But on this night, Lawrence, 18-37 for 234 yards, was no match for Burrow, the Ohio State transferred who threw all of 16 TD passes last season with LSU. His ascent has been dizzying and unprecedented. Running a version of the New Orleans Saints offense that was brought to LSU by 30-year-old assistant coach Joe Brady, Burrow and an array of talented receivers transformed these Tigers into one of the most prolific offenses college football has ever seen. It was Coach Ed Orgeron's vision for LSU when he was promoted from interim coach in 2016. There was plenty of skepticism when LSU tabbed the Cajun who had failed in his first crack at head coach with Mississippi. Orgeron has proved to be the perfect fit, just like Burrow. After tossing his 5th touchdown pass of the night, a perfectly placed jump ball to Terrace Marshall Jr. from 24 yards out to make it 42-25 with 12:08 left in the fourth, Burrow signaled TD and strolled to the sideline. The Superdome is LSU's dome away from home, about 80 miles from the Tigers' Baton Rouge campus, and it was rocking. The LSU band broke out its unofficial anthem, Neck, and as the Tigers bounced and waved towels on the sideline, Burrow just sat on the bench, bobbing his head and waving one arm. Joe Cool. Just doing his thing. Next stop, the NFL draft, where he will likely be the first pick in April.